Today's episode was recorded during our Voice of Influence Summit 2022, where women learned how to step into their sphere of influence and speak with authority, anointing, and authenticity. I can't wait for you to hear what our guest speaker has to share. Let's tune in.
Well, welcome everyone to this session. I am super excited to be interviewing one of my favorite people that I've come to know in the last year, and that is Michelle Altman. Michelle is one of my clients, but more than that, she is a voice of influence and a woman who's on a mission to bring about the purposes of God in her life. And I know that you're going to be inspired by her story, and you're going to want to really seek her out to engage with what she's doing. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. And I would like for us to start off, because many people who are listening today may not know you, may not know anything about you. And I would love it if you would start off by just giving us a window into who you are, where you've come from, and how did you come to do what you're doing today?
Okay, well, I am originally born and raised in Chicago. And so as a child, if you would have known me as a child, I was just actively involved in dance and acrobat and took piano lessons. Unfortunately, my mom passed away when I was 9, just a day after she had my youngest brother. And so I was told as a child that I had to lay down things that children did, and I had to pick up becoming a woman and learning how to do the chores around the house, the chores, the budgeting, just a whole lot of different things in the household. And so for me, if you can imagine that, right, that it was very much overwhelming for me.
Yeah, that's a heavy load to bear as a child, a 9-year-old child.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was so overwhelming for me that actually one day I just had to take a walk. And as I was taking a walk, I just walked because I needed to clear my head. And as I was walking, I came across a set of railroad tracks. And at those railroad tracks, there was a homeless lady that was there. And I felt led to ask her what she needed.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, I approached her and I said, ma'am, I said, is there something that I can help you with? Is there something that you need? And she looked up at me and she said, baby, she said, I'm hungry. And so I remember I ran home as fast as I could. And I, you know, made all these sandwiches and I packed this bag full of cookies and just anything that I thought that she would enjoy. And I ran back and I presented it to her. And I just remember she quickly took out a sandwich and looked up at me and she smiled and she ate that sandwich. But in that moment, I felt like it wasn't done, that, you know, just the sandwich wasn't just enough. So I asked her once again what she needed. And I remember her chuckling and saying, how old are you? What can you really do for me?
And I said, that's what I'm thinking. As you tell me this story, I'm like, where did this little girl come from? Like, to have such a mature approach to the situation. Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's all God. And so, you know, in asking her what she needed, she said, you know, baby, I'm homeless. I don't have any place to lay my head. This is where I'm going to be. So I just instantly just told her, I said, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And I ran home again and I grabbed the telephone book and I started flipping through the pages of the telephone book. And wow. I looked for resources that could possibly help her. And I did find a resource that if she was able to get to this certain facility, that she could get into a program and they would help her get her life on a track of being stable. And so I picked up the phone And I called the non-emergency number and I explained the situation to them. And I said, hey, you know, there's this homeless woman. She needs to be transported to this place. But the thing is that she did nothing wrong. She just needed, she needs someone to love on her and she needs some support. Wow. And so they sent the police to the destination. And I ran back as fast as I could. I got a lot of exercise this day. And so I ran back as fast as I could. And I told her what would happen. And just the look on her face of unbelief of like, how is this happening right now? Wow. But the police did come, and I explained the same thing to them that I explained to the dispatch, that she did nothing wrong. She just needed some support and she needed someone to love on her. And so they transported her to the destination. Mm-hmm. I asked, could I go with? They told me no. And then asked me like, what are you doing out here? Like, where are your parents? Little 9-year-old advocate out here with this woman.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so with them telling me no, you know, I just didn't accept that very well, because I wanted to make sure that they were not going to take her to jail, right?
Yeah. And you were taking your responsibility very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And I ran home again as fast as I could. I grabbed some money and I hopped on the bus, because where she needed to get transported to was maybe about a 10-15 minute bus mm-hmm. ride from me. Okay. And so I made sure that they did take her, which they did take her to this facility. And, you know, I left there just feeling good, knowing that she would be in a place where she would have, you know, three hot meals a day, and she would have a warm place to lay her head. But then about 3 months later, I received a phone call and asking to speak to Michelle. And I said, speaking. And they said, well, we're calling to let you know that the lady that you helped, she wanted to say thank you. And we wanted to inform you that she is now on the road to living a stable life. Wow. And just from you making a phone call.
Wow. What did that do for you as that little 9-year-old girl?
You know, honestly, at that point of it at being 9, I didn't know the impact then. I didn't know the impact then. I honestly just felt gratefulness to know that she just had a place to lay her head and that she was warm and could eat.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So that's just like your 9-year-old story. That's we're just getting started here. So what is your ministry or mission today? What is it that you have been following as the mandate on your life?
So to fast forward to now, you know, I have 3 children, you know, that I love dearly, and I now am the founder and director of an organization called Cornerstone of Grace.
Wow.
And can I share the mission?
Absolutely. Please do.
So our mission is to lift women and children out, to empower them. We empower them, actually. Yeah. We walk alongside them. So we empower women and children to lift themselves out of life challenges situations. And we're a faith-based organization. And so we support our families through building healthy relationships mm-hmm. while offering them love, discipleship, and resources to build a solid foundation for growth and stability through Christ Jesus.
Wow. So now, Michelle, I know a bit about your story in between, but the listeners are probably thinking, wow. So like, as that little 9-year-old girl, she probably went on from there, began to help everyone in her neighborhood, and was kind of like a straight line to where you are today. But no, I know that's not what happened. And so how did you get to where you are today doing what you're doing? Was that a straight line?
So Lisa, absolutely not. It was not a straight line. So because I was told as that 9-year-old child that I had to pick up all these responsibilities, it was so overwhelming for me. And it got to the point of just feeling overwhelmed and also not being able to grieve from my mother's death because I had to just pick up all these things. And so I began to live life on my own accord. And living life on my own accord went from me doing things my way. And so I believe I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. I had a birthday party. And at that birthday party, I was given a gift. And that gift changed my life for many years. It changed the trajectory of my life. And that gift was a line of cocaine.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And that line of cocaine led to other drugs. It led to stealing, prostitution, just you name it, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Wow. So you found yourself following a life that you never dreamed you would follow.
No, just that. I mean, I definitely didn't wake up one day and said that I wanted to be a drug addict and a prostitute. That's for sure. Yeah. So, but through choices that I made, that's where I found myself. But God, I want to say that.
So tell me what took you from that place where you were lost, where you were needing some hope, maybe some direction and healing. How did you get from there to where you are today, helping women?
Well, I will say this, Lisa. Before my mom died, she was the most God-fearing woman that I knew. She just exemplified love everywhere she went, and so she instilled in me the importance of keeping God in everything that I did.
Wow.
And so when I was in my madness, I actually heard those words of wisdom, keep God in everything that you do. And so I welcomed God into the madness and said, I can't deliver myself. I can't do this on my own and I need you. And so in welcoming God into the madness, he did deliver me from the madness, as well as remind me of that 9-year-old girl that was on the tracks helping the lady.
And what did he remind you?
He reminded me that I had a plan and a purpose, that 9-year-old girl, that wasn't just a coincidence that he had placed in me before, in my mother's womb, a plan and a purpose to help people, which brings me back to today, because I am now advocating for many women every day and their children, advocating for them to also get to a place of stability through many resources. And like I said, foundationally, knowing who they are in Christ Jesus.
Wow. I love how God just weaves through the strands of our life, the different areas, the different journeys that we've taken, and brings them all to that place of purpose. That I often say, you know, our painful past can become our positive purpose. And from your story, I hear you saying that out of that painful place is that little 9-year-old girl leaving, you know, feeling alone, overwhelmed, grieving for her mom. She and out of that place began to help. But even as your own journey of pain and choices led you down that path, God turned it around to now you are an advocate for women like yourself, like who you were, and like that homeless woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The women I serve daily, that's one of the things that I want them to know, is that they're not that negative choice that they may have made. They're not that word that may have been spoken over them, that they are who Christ Jesus says that they are. And you know, God's word says that we are loved, we are chosen, we are set apart. And so, yes, I'm blessed to be able to do that every day.
That is so cool. So tell me, what are some of the challenges that you had regarding stepping into this place of influence that you find yourself right now? And how did you overcome them?
So stepping into this. So I will say that, you know, in my madness, I began to journal and I just prayed about just being able to love on women and children. And that's where it kind of stopped. Let's, you know, focusing on helping women and children. I didn't know that I had to speak to people, like advocate for them, like, you know, going to find all of these resources and things like that. So I walked in a place of fear of not being, feeling that I wasn't equipped with to do the things that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. Because my dad, even as a child, told me that I was mediocre and wouldn't amount to much. So I always felt inadequate. I think that's a good word. Mm-hmm. And so just having the confidence to be able to do it, to do the things, is what it was for me, that I always just felt like I wasn't good enough and that I couldn't do these things. And so how I overcame them, honestly, is I trusted God. I found scripture that told me that I could do those things. Just as far as like, I can just speak for today, right? So today, before I even hopped on, one of my scriptures is Jeremiah 1:9. And it says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord put the words in my mouth. So I always say, Lord, put the words in my mouth that I need to say whenever I'm communicating to anyone. Or also that scripture that says, and my God will supply all of your needs. Like, that's a promise. So it's me knowing that his word is true and just stepping out and trusting that when I do step out, that he is there and everything will be as it should be.
That is so good. I love that. And that is so biblical. You know, as kingdom people, we are called to do what we can to present ourselves with excellence in the gifts. Like it talks about the talents, the parable of talents, to invest what God has given us, to grow, to multiply that. But at the end of the day, we bring it before the Lord and say, God, this is what I've done with it. Now you take it. You do it. You take it. So it makes an impact in the world and it takes it that much further. And that's the beautiful partnership we have with our God. And your story is so powerful because it brings so much hope to people to say, it doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter what limitations you may feel you have or others have spoken over you. If you trust God and if you lean into God, he can bring a beautiful masterpiece and a beautiful tapestry out of those threads in your life that seem like they're all tangled up in some way, but God can weave it together in this beautiful picture. And that's what I see with you, Michelle.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's all, you know, and it's hard for me to even say thank you because it's all about God and him being glorified, you know.
He can use us. Said yes, right? And that's the thing, is we need to say yes. God is looking for someone who he can trust, who will say yes for the mission that he has. And so for the different ones, and you said yes. Now I want to just shift gears slightly here. I've got a few things. There's a lot of different directions we can go in that I want our listeners to hear, because people who are listening today are women, kingdom-minded women who are maybe entrepreneurs, authors, moms, all different areas. Maybe they're in government, education, teachers, and they know that God has put them in that place to be a voice of influence, to help in some way, or to just bring the kingdom. And I believe that our voice is one of those ways, whether it be spoken, and I think that's one of the most powerful, but also written. And one, you know, there may be women here today listening, thinking, well, I don't have a story like that. I don't have a story that that brings me, that really takes me from that place to the other. I don't have anyone that can help me step into my purpose. What do you say to that?
We all have a story. We all have something that we've experienced and walked in that we hopefully have grown from. And so sharing that is valuable. Every story doesn't have to have this start of tragedy and just, you know, going through, but we all have a story. And I think it's the thing of, if God has placed something on your heart, be obedient in saying that, because your story matters and it is to bless someone else. Because someone else, that's the thing about that I've come to know about just living life. The things that we've been through sometimes just isn't for us. It's to share it with someone else, to let them know that they too can make it through.
That's so good. That's so good. And you've certainly seen that even as you've stepped out and started this ministry, this house, this Cornerstone Ministry, is how it's just become so much bigger than you even imagined. And we're going to share a little bit about that in a moment before we go there, because I want people to have an opportunity to be a part and to partner with you if God is putting that on their heart. So we will talk about that in a moment. But before we go there, I'd love it if you share about a shift that happened. Even recently, you were telling me about this as we were coaching together, where you saw your core story as one area of your life, and that how through our coaching and through this process that you've been walking through, that you've come to realize that that wasn't your core story. Tell us a little bit about that, what that was, that story is, and how that shifted for you, what you realized.
So I honestly thought that my core story was my madness story when I was on drugs and being in that. And yes, it's a story, and it also, I share that also, but in working with you and doing this program, I have come to find, and I want to say thank you, by the way, Lisa, and for this program, but in working through this program and working with you, I now know that my core story is that 9-year-old girl, and that 9-year-old girl is what molded who I am today. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And so I just want to say thank you for that, Lisa.
Oh,
it was the program.
It was, you know what? It's just engaging in the process, and you engaged and allow God to really, reveal those things to you, you know, to go there where you need to go. So thank you for being willing. And I want to share too this aspect, because as we were working on that, this statement came up that I think is really powerful, that we talked about the moments.
Mm. Yep. I prayed about that, getting emotional, but you know, it is what it. Yeah. So moments matter, you know?
I want you to share that, because I want you to share this with our listeners, because I believe there's women who need to hear this.
Yeah. So the thing about moments is that they matter so much, and moments can shape who we are, and it can shape our destiny. But the thing about moments is that what may seem small for someone else could be life-changing for others, right? Because I, like I said, when I was that 9-year-old girl, I didn't see the impact of it helping this woman and changing the trajectory of her life and things, but also in the moment of helping this woman, it was molding me. So the moment, it was a moment for her to get her life on track, but it was also a moment for me that the seeds were planted in who I would become in the kingdom of God. So
powerful. And the moments now that you allow the women that you help to have you respond to those moments, moment by moment, to the place where God has just expanded your influence. He has just given you so much favor in different areas, and to the point where now the need has just grown because of the success of the program that you have and helping these women transition. Because some of these women come from backgrounds where when they step into the world of to have their own job or have their own apartment, not everyone is willing to give them that opportunity because of their background. Correct. And that's the challenge that you came up against.
Yes. Actually, we are. So a lot of my moms have multiple felonies, and some of them have multiple evictions as well. And so for society and going to rent an apartment, those are our exes for them, right? Like they're not wanted. And I was honestly told by several housing authorities, don't call us about your women. We don't want them, but God is able to open doors. And so we are now at the place of having second chance housing. So God brought another tier to the program of us needing our own houses that these women can transition into for a certain period of time, for like a year, to a year. And then they build up their rental history and their credit and able to save up a little money to go and then present themselves to a landlord later on, but able to show that, you know, I've done the work.
Yeah.
And give me a second chance. And so that's where we are in our program. And so we need, you know, some people to help to, you know, we need some partners to help financially, you know, fund this. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of properties that we are now about to embark in and, you know, just getting ready for our moms.
That is so exciting. So I would love it, because I know there's people listening today and say, how can I get involved? How can I give to this amazing ministry to support Michelle and Cornerstone of Grace and the ministry to help give these women and children, there are children too,
a
second chance so that they can have a safe and secure home, as well as just like someone came along and gave Michelle a second chance. She is that person for these women and children. And so I'm just going to put the ask out there. If you feel prompted in your heart to partner with Michelle and Cornerstone of Grace, then I want you to get in touch with her and find out what the need is and how you can be a part of that. So Michelle, how can they get in touch with you?
So we have our website. Our website is cornerstoneofgrace.org. And on the website, you can find out more in depth about what we do, the services we offer, and also how to donate.
Fantastic, fantastic. And we'll put that link down below as well. So in the last minute here, what would you like to leave? Any last final words that you want to leave for women here specifically who think, you know, well, what does one voice? I'm just one voice.
Yeah, so I would say to that going back to, if God has placed it on your heart, then to speak. And one voice anointed by God is enough, and it will bless many. So be that voice.
Wow, 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 wow. I can feel the chills in my body here. The Spirit of God. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up. thank you for being obedient to the call of God and for leaning into the work that he wanted to do in you so that you can be prepared and positioned to pour into the women that he's put in your path to steward and to oversee and to disciple. And so I just want to thank you as well for the work that you do in the world to be the influence of advancing the kingdom where you are.
Thank you, Lisa. And once again, thank you to you. You know, I adore you dearly. And so I thank you also for your yes.
Thank you. All right, everyone, we'll see you in the next session. Thanks for tuning in today. And be sure to check out the show notes and any pertinent links mentioned in this episode. Make sure and share this with a friend, a like-minded kingdom woman who wants to learn how to become a positive and powerful voice of influence and learn how to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. And remember, your voice is a vehicle of transformation and needs to be heard.